Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question that we're going to discuss today regarding Islamic customs and etiquette is the fact that are women allowed to visit graveyards or not? Now, we know that there is this notion of prohibition, which is found in many Muslim societies, that Muslim women cannot visit graveyards because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them from visiting these graveyards. Now, if we study the hadith, the various narratives which have been reported in this regard, it becomes absolutely clear that, of course, the Prophet did stop women from going to the graveyard, because we know that in his times, initial times, women would raise a lot of hue and cry in the graveyard, and they would not properly express their emotions. And to safeguard this fact and to stop them from doing so, he prohibited them to go and visit the graveyards. However, later on, when women had become trained in this and when they were educated in this and they were told that they must not raise such a big furor there and such human cry there, they were allowed to go and visit the graveyards. So therefore, the Prophet allowed them later on to do so. And I just read out to you the two narratives which explicitly say, and from which we can explicitly derive the fact that initially, of course, women were stopped from going to the graveyards because of this very reason. However, later on, when women were able to overpower their own emotions and they were able to control their own emotions, they were allowed to do so. And so the Prophet is reported to have said initially, La'ana zawwarat al-kubur. And he has cursed women who go to the graves. And of course, the reason being that they create a lot of cry, and they cry a lot there, and they raise their voices there and create a big noise there. And later on, when they were able to control their emotions, the Prophet Muhammad allowed them to visit graves and graveyards. And the words we find them, which are reported in various hadith books, are that Nuhitukum an ziyarat al-kubur fazuruha فَإِنَّ فِي زِيَارَتِهَا تَذْكِرَ, which means that I had stopped you initially from going to the graveyards, but now you can go there because when you go there, this is a big reminder for you. And of course, this reminder is for our own death, the fact that we ourselves are going to go there once. And since we know that the greatest reality of this world is perhaps death, and we often tend to forget that we're going to die, and visiting the graves and visiting graveyards is a means to remind ourselves that tomorrow or any day, or even today, we are also going to end up in this situation. So therefore, going to the graves, going to the graveyards is a tremendous reminder of our own death. And this is something which a person should consistently do so that he is reminded of his death. And we can now sum up and say that initially the Prophet Muhammad did stop women from going to the graveyards for the reason that they were not properly trained and educated in this particular manner and how to express themselves when they are overcome by these emotions. However, when it was thought, it was deemed appropriate that they had controlled their emotions to the extent that they would not cry loudly when they visit the graveyards, they were allowed by the Prophet Muhammad. And the allowance, as I said, as I just read out to you, has a beautiful note in it. It says that visiting graveyard is something which reminds us of our own death. And so therefore it's something which we must do. And we, as I said earlier, that death is something that we often forget. And visiting graveyards is something which is instrumental in reminding us of our own death. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ